I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I mean, the crowd is mesmerized, but you're singing.
Wow.
There will not be a better singing performance at the State Fair this year.
I heard an interview with Chris Stapleton a while back. He's talking about how, you know, he creates a song out of nothing.
Yeah.
And then he gets to share it with the world, and that's a magical experience. But it's even better when he performs it live and they sing it back to him.
Yeah.
I got that.
I got
every bit of it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, the chills.
How about a round of applause for Susan K. Jones? She's
Hi.
Not here, but she's
Hello.
Still a part of the Overrated segment. What day will you be out here?
I am coming to your show this Wednesday.
Nice.
And I think it was at 1:30, and
wow.
People can come up and say hello and ask
She got it
me.
Right.
Yes, you are. There is a family in front of us, and they've won like 747 giant stuffed animals. And the mothers look like, you know what they're thinking right now?
What?
When does school start?
How big of a dumpster can we find when the kids aren't
looking? No, we lost them. I don't know what happened to all those.
Yeah, I mean, are you going to be out here for a while still?
Me?
Oh, no. I'm talking to one of the moms.
I'm sorry.
Thank God. I think you should walk around with that for like 6 more hours. try that a little bit. All right, Susie, you are first with Overrated, Underrated, Properly Rated. The floor is yours. By the way, for texters, let's do this, Dave. 651-461-9226. The texters can only respond to something that's overrated, underrated, or properly rated. I can't hear a word I'm saying. These headphones. Tied to the fair.
Okay.
Susie, how's that
specific today?
It has to be tied to the state fair for the overrated, the underrated, and the properly rated. So text away. Susie, you're free. You can do whatever you want.
Well, I actually am going to stick with the fair, too. Is that okay?
Oh, good.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to start because it is senior day at the fair, and my mom, Kay Jones, is at the fair today.
Oh.
Wow.
She is with my sister, Kelly. She hates it when I say this, but I'm going to. She's 94 years old.
Your sister Kelly's 94? Wow.
No. Kay Jones.
Yeah.
And yesterday we went to the Lake Harriet Bandshell to listen to music, and I ran into someone I know, and I introduced her, and then she said, "It's so nice to meet you. I hear so many good things about you on the radio." She's like, my mom's like, "What are you doing talking about me on the radio?" I said, "Mom."
If she only knew half the things you say about her on the radio, including at one point, what did he say? Slugger.
Yeah,
I wanted to punch her
bomb.
In the nose. Yeah, she was bugging me.
Yeah.
She was bugging me. But anyway, to all the seniors and Kay Jones who get out there and keep going, because if you don't move, you lose. What is it? don't move.
Flexibility.
Yes.
Pliability.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes. Motion is lotion.
Yes.
Motion is lotion. So
yes.
Properly rated all the seniors at the fair and Kay Jones, who's out there having fun. All right. Overrated. I went to the fair with my best friend Lisa on Friday.
Yeah, you stopped by.
Yep, we did wave. And I waited in line for one of those donuts, the peachy Amish donuts.
Oh, how long did you wait?
A long time.
I established today, it's packed out here for a Monday, Susie.
I bet.
Packed for Monday. I established the amount of time I'm willing to wait.
What?
5 minutes.
You're not going to eat very much.
The Union Hmong Kitchen line, and I love, absolutely love Union Hmong Kitchen.
Yeah.
Looked like it was 45. Then for the fries from Midtown Global Market, yeah, which are probably the hottest things this year, looked longer. I went to El Burrito Mercado.
Oh, that's a good one.
And had the flautas, and they are spectacular.
Oh, good.
Okay, so did you wait an hour? How long did you wait?
We probably waited 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And they weren't as great as, like, you know, you have this expectation.
Whoa.
I'm just going to say. And then the Lutheran church right next to the donuts over there when you're waiting, a volunteer named Peter came over and told us we should come get coffee once we got our donut. So then we went over there, and we had a lovely time sitting at the church inside at one of the tables. And I just had a grand day Friday. And
very good.
Of course, my top ever, underrated, everyone should go on the giant slide. I know you think it's a bunch of hooey and they
no,
don't.
No. You're 100% wrong.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of the slide.
Okay.
I think the slide is great.
So Lisa and I did it. I took a picture. It's on my Facebook page. Let me tell you, it's hard to take a picture, a selfie, while you're flying down a slide.
How'd it turn out?
Well, her eyes are closed, but I said, I'm not paying another $5 to go up and make sure we get a beautiful shot.
Wow.
I think the two of you, when Susie's out here on Wednesday, will have the break at 2 o'clock for the news.
No, she's going
to
do it.
I think you two need to run over there during that break and do the slide together.
No.
Holding hands.
No.
Whee!
She's going to do it. We talked about this. She's going to do it because, you know, I got a lot of prep time. And I gotta
you're very busy. A lot happening.
I mean, Dan knows this. I'm back there working ferociously.
Come on. So, get on the slide with Susie.
So, no, Susie's going to call in as she's going down the slide.
Well, time it perfectly.
We'll time it. We'll time it out.
So those are my three, the donuts, my mom, and the giant slide.
Among the topics, people going after Dave singing, you're wrong. I'm going to defend Dave singing. Dave, yeah. The overrated song is tremendous. I love it.
You got to give him credit for trying. I mean, for being brave enough.
Whoa, that sounds harsh.
Damning with faint praise right there. Give him credit for trying?
Gave it the old college try. Pat him on the head.
Oh, I don't know that I would make up a song for your show.
Is it memorable or not?
Well,
it's memorable, right?
It is catchy.
You sing it every time.
I know, and I kind of get a little skip going on the newsroom. I walk around.
Nice try, Dave. That's what Susie
said. Thanks,
Susie. That's what I'm trying.
This texture, the fair overrated.
Oh.
People overrated.
Oh.
Underrated going to the fair when it opens and leaving before the insanity ensues.
Hmm.
Yeah, if you're, are we a 7 a.m. start time?
7 a.m. They 7 open the gates.
Yeah, if you could start right at 7 a.m. and get out of here by 9:30. But, okay.
A lot of the food isn't open till 9 or so.
Right. Yeah. And also, you want to have some people out here, right?
Sure.
Right. Laura said she and her husband came out this weekend. They got here at 7, there at 7. And it was crowded. You know, there was a fair number of people there that early because everybody thinks the same thing. So then you get crowded in the morning.
Well, it's also the cooler weather is going to bring more people out.
Definitely.
And again, once again, the cooler weather, overrated. Get out of here.
You love
it. It's August. No, ma'am, it's August. No. In October, this works. Too cold.
All right.
I don't need the parka.
No.
In,
let's sweat
August.
A little bit.
Sweat
let's
weather.
Perspire. Ma'am in the red shirt, perspiration is good for you. Come on. All right, hang on, Susie.
Yeah.
More of our frivolity with overrated, underrated, properly rated. We're trying to track down a guest. We can't say much, but it may have been involved in a state fair controversy. So we're trying to get a hold of a guest who's been on this show with some regularity where something might have happened today, but we need his people to get back to us. Plenty more coming up. Stretch lap, right? This is what you do. Get up. Don't sit in the seat the whole time. You walk into stretch lap. Plymouth, Maple Grove, St. Louis Park, Bede-Mikaska, and Chanhassen. I've been to a bunch of them, right? All good locations, 13 of them. Why do you go to stretch lap? You go because when you see people, whether they're 18 and they're in great shape, they're 35, they're 60, they're 80, they have flexibility, they have pliability. Some are committed to working out like you. You're going to participate in a triathlon soon, and you know your body barks a few times, right?
It's barking today.
It's barking today. You should go to Stretch Lab. Check it out, stretchlab.com. I golfed a lot, took more swings than I wanted to this weekend, sadly, so I should go to Stretch Lab. You want to hit that golf ball a little bit further? You want to run a little faster? Maybe you're somebody who sits on your butt too much. We're all guilty of that at times. Go to stretchlab.com. Trained professionals willing to help you out, and you're going to feel better every time you go. Get that first 50-minute session, and you'll feel better. Stretchlab.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This is a perfect day at the State Fair to have an awning on the WCCO radio booth. Right? Look at this gentleman just showed up. He's got the sunglasses. The gal's got the hat and the sunglasses. He's going to be wanting to have that hat very soon.
Yeah.
Because the sun, kind of tough. And Brad Lane, the chief brain wizard of this radio station.
Brand manager, Jeb.
He said, I'm guaranteeing you an awning.
He used the word guarantee?
That's what I heard. That's what I remember. That's what I'm going with. Where's that awning, Lane? Let's go. Come on. Awning. Nope.
The people aren't with you.
Yeah, I mean, the people would love the awning.
Maybe they don't want the awning today. The sun's keeping them warm on this dreadfully cold day.
It's snowfall expected about 2:15 out here at the fair. Way too cold. Yeah, Lindis, yeah. Hey, Lindis, can you, Elston, could you build an awning on top of this building?
We're working on it.
Can you do that? Come here, Elston. It's Chris Elston. He ruined WCCO Radio. Now he's very successful with Lindis Construction. Can you get an awning on here by tomorrow at noon?
The short answer to that is no. But maybe by next year at noon at this time. Do you guys want an awning over this? Do we want some shade over here? Thank you.
Next year. Okay.
This is construction. You're gonna be
okay. Get back over there. Okay, get back. Next year. We're in an immediate situation. Come on. We want to help the folks out now. All right. What do you have, Dave?
Remember when email was fun? When email first started, you got the "you've got mail" voice when AOL. When you looked forward to getting email. I'm done with email. Email has gotten overrated.
You're done with email overall.
It is such a waste now.
I hate to tell you, that's going to cause a problem with the show.
Oh, yeah, because you really pay attention to my emails. Oh, yes.
I do.
Yeah, you read every one.
Rapt attention.
Uh-huh. No, I'm so tired specifically of 90% of the stores I go to now. You buy something, and you've got an email before you walk out the door, one with your receipt, one with, hey, here's your survey. How was your shopping experience?
Yeah.
Well,
that's just the stupid end of the situation thing. That's not the email fault.
It's the fault of email abuse. That's what it is. You're abusing my inbox.
Big email. You're taking on big email.
Well, I mean, it's big corporate America, but they're taking advantage of what email gave us, and they're ruining it for everyone. Email has become overrated. I'm done with email. I'm bored with it.
Susie, have you left or are you still listening?
I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't know if you had left. You know?
Well, I didn't know if you wanted me to, you know, interject my thoughts or just sit quietly back here.
I'd prefer she sit quietly after the last segment.
When do you ever sit quietly in the corner? When has that ever happened? So you can interject. Well, it's the same. You can say the same thing. How's my driving on a vehicle? Has anybody ever called? How's my... You know, your driving's tremendous. I just wanted to let somebody know.
I actually get a lot of compliments.
That your driving is
that
very good.
That signal you pulled on Lindale.
Look at that beard on that gentleman right there. That is a tremendous beard. That he could be Santa Claus right there.
Nice.
What, Santa! Thank you. Your type of weather,
well
Santa.
Well done.
Right here. Hey, Cook, does the DeRusha Show get Santa Claus in the audience? No, right. He's a regular, Dan tells me. All right, what's next?
Remember that piece we had a couple weeks ago? It was some guy rating the best pizza you can find in America.
Yeah, right.
There was pizza shops in New York City, Connecticut, yeah. Jersey, blah, blah, blah. And what was at the top of the list?
Was it a chain? I'm
Costco.
That's right.
It was Costco pizza.
Costco, yeah.
For the first time in my life on Saturday, I had a slice of Costco pizza.
And was it the greatest ever?
It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
It's not good.
It's not
Look
good at all.
Look at this poor guy. He wants an awning right here. He's got the sunglasses.
Yeah.
He's got the hand. Wouldn't you love an awning right now? That's Brad Lane's fault.
Yeah.
Brand manager.
Forehead already looks a little pink on him, too.
Yeah. Well, don't say that. We want him to stick around a little bit. Yeah, Costco pizza, not good.
I mean, it was laughable when we read the article.
Certainly not their chicken tortilla soup. We know that.
Oh, it's the greatest chicken tortilla in the world.
Adam Carter contends the best chicken tortilla soup ever is at Costco. That might have been during his meth phase. I don't know.
Has that ended?
I don't know. You should have seen how not excited he was to participate in a video thing today, Susie.
Come on.
Oh, he was so grumpy.
Krabby Carter was bad.
Krabby Carter was fully on display. It was excellent.
Go ahead. My other was the Saturday weather, but I think we've
Beaten that.
We've done that well.
On Saturday, Susie, my oldest boy, Hunter.
Yes.
He's marrying the lovely Michaela, and she's fantastic. We are so lucky to be a part of her family and have her part of our family. And they had a big bridal shower at the house.
Okay.
And it was very fun. I joined it late. You know, I really can't be there for much of it, right?
No.
I don't think you should be.
No, no. And then Hunter shows up like for the last 15 minutes and they're fawning all over him and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're I got to be honest, I think they're exaggerating how great he is.
No, you know him better than anybody.
I mean, you know, I love him. I mean, but I mean, like he walked on water.
Yeah, people, calm down. He's not that good.
I mean, I wanted, hey, how about me? You know, I mean, how about me? But it was great, bridal shower, and I'm very, very excited to for the wedding, and it's not that far away. Tommy Fleetwood, yes, golf is my deal.
Mm.
So Tommy Fleetwood has been trying and trying and trying and trying to win on the PGA Tour. He's won many, many times on the DP World Tour. That's the European Tour. He's been a stalwart on their Ryder Cup team. He's had some events where he flat out has played really poorly at the end, where the choking label might apply, and others where people have just beat him. But he wins yesterday, and it was one of those cool things about Twitter, because it's very clear a lot of people normally don't care about golf. We're just kind of caught up in the human interest story. And so I loved it. So Tommy winning, underrated. And again, by the way, I'm Team Europe. So when the Ryder Cup comes up, I am Team Europe.
Well,
better guys. It's not war. I mean, we're not.
I'll leave the country. Go live there if you want.
Yeah. Have you taken a look around our country lately?
What do you mean better guys? Like better guys. More enjoyable personalities?
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Adam, speaking of Adam, Adam has a friend named Libby. And Libby, Michelle, my significant other, and her daughter, Julia, were out here. I left a little early. I'd had enough. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was out till 6:30, and I did the very open Irish goodbyes that I've had enough. They stayed a little bit longer, and Libby, Adam and Jen's friend, had a connection to the cow barn. Couldn't have been any next. You know, the cows are just roaming around.
Sure.
They're running the whole thing, you know. And Libby bringing them back and introducing them to the right folks so they could pet the cows, cuddle with the cows, do whatever. You know, it was great stuff.
Milk a cow?
I don't think they milked a cow. Susie, yes or no if you milked a cow?
Yes.
Was it a radio bit?
It was a bit. It was TV, and it was in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and I didn't like it.
How'd the cow like it?
I don't think she liked it either.
Right. Two last things. Dave's going to have to explain one. All of a sudden, my house now is where the ducks are hanging out.
Oh, I hate
that. I don't want
that.
The ducks hanging out.
I hate them.
I don't want to be the house where the ducks hang
out. You're done with ducks.
And poop everywhere.
Everywhere.
You know, be next door.
Right.
Go to the Hogan's, okay? I don't. So what should I get to get rid of the ducks?
Cyanide.
Okay. I mean, that's going to take care of some of the ducks. I don't know. I'm going to just. And I get the. Go ahead, text the BB gun. I got that. But, I mean, do I get something that's really obnoxious in the backyard?
Can you get, like, a little plastic coyote and just set it right there in the yard?
And have a remote so it growls?
I mean, can I get one of those little owls? Would that work, or that's not enough?
I don't know if they're scared of the owls.
Do I need to get, like, a flapping goose?
Well, that might be good.
Well, you could just run out there flapping like a goose.
I have run out there repeatedly. And then last, because there is a show regular who is going to Burning Man, and I did text him this yesterday. We'll give him to explain Orgy Dome, Dave.
I don't think it needs a whole lot of explanation.
I don't either. I think it's pretty straightforward.
It's a spot at Burning Man, which apparently is very, very popular.
Yep.
The Burning Man Festival out in the desert.
Do you wonder if there's a tent, Dave Harrigan, or is it just an open air
situation? No, it's covered, and there's different spaces within, so it's not like everybody's in the same spot. But you show up as a willing participant. There's certain requirements you have to make.
Jeez.
Or have to meet.
Yeah.
As far as age and, like I said, with the
disease.
Yes. Make sure you're set. And
there's a lot of wet wipes.
Yep. You get some wet wipes. You get a clean towel as you go in. Go get them. Go have at it.
Wet wipes right there at Burning Man. Susie?
Yeah.
Back in the day, what do you think?
Well, hard telling. It depends. If I was drinking, maybe, because I don't, often remember what I was doing back then, so I might have ended up in the tent, but I don't know.
How about this? The person who delivered the dessert to the house is listening right now.
Oh, that's very nice.
For the bridal shower. Thank you so much.
I thought they delivered dessert at Burning Man.
And especially love Susie on the show.
Oh, I love you.
How about that? Very nice.
Hey, I had some people out at the fair. Listen to this. I'm going to B-I-T. I'm going to growl a little.
You're going to biatch?
I'm going to biatch a little because you said Brad's out there. There's
Brad's
news people. So anyone wants to know, you listen to their show, you think, I wonder what Susie Jones looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, no picture of you.
Nope.
That's a shame.
Yep.
No picture of Shaletta either.
No, there is.
She's back in the corner now.
She got her
hanging with Blois again.
Yep, she
sure
did that.
Blois. Put up their picture. Is that allowed? If you're not up to... Listen, Susie, put your picture over mine. I don't care.
Okay.
I couldn't care less if my picture's up.
I could just come with like a grade school picture and slap it up next to yours.
Yeah, put that up there. All right, we got
to
go.
Yeah, I see that. Talk to you at the top of the hour.
Absolutely. Susie, back with the news. She'll rejoin us at about 2:03. Let's get to traffic and weather right now here on CCO.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.